police in Northern Ireland will mount what's being called a major security operation later today amid fears of further violence following anti-migrant protests and counter-protests. We're joined from Belfast now by our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Good afternoon, Vincent.
Afternoon, Paul.
What can you tell us about the protests which are planned by rival groups and how the PSNI plans to police them?
Well, Paul, two protests are planned for Belfast City Hall, which is right in the middle of Belfast city centre. The protests are due to run from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. One will be an anti-immigration protest, and one will be what's expected to be the larger of the two, a counter-protest, an anti-racism protest. So police have concerns on a number of levels, Paul. One is that there could be clashes between rival factions, but the bigger concern, I think, at this stage is what potentially happens afterwards, because last Saturday, following similar protests, some of those involved in the anti-immigration protest broke off. They went off in a number of different directions. They tried to attack a mosque. They tried to attack the Belfast Islamic Centre, but were prevented from doing so. They then attacked police officers with petrol bombs and masonry and other items. And they attacked businesses owned by members of ethnic minority communities. A number of those were destroyed. They were firebombed. Others had windows broken. Chairs thrown and staff and customers inside were left terrified. So police are concerned there could be a repeat of that. Also comes some concerns of what they describe as spontaneous violence over the weekend, Paul, because this is a pretty busy weekend here, and tomorrow in Derry is the annual Apprentice Boys of Derry parade. Tens of thousands take part in that every year. Now, there hasn't been violence in that for many years because of agreements between the Apprentice Boys and Nationalist residents. They have a very good working relationship, but police are concerned that if there's violence in Lourdes areas, pitting Lourdes against police tonight, that could potentially spill over. So they're deploying an additional 600 specialist officers this weekend. Now, those officers, Paul, are members of public order units, what used to be called RAT squads. So they've been full RAT gear with shields, armoured Land Rovers, etc. So this will be a pretty significant policing operation.
Is it clear to you, Vincent, why these anti-migrant protests are continuing?
The police themselves, Paul, are struggling to understand who's organising these parades. They are organised by and large through social media. So there's social media postings, WhatsApp groups. Doesn't appear to be a central organising figure, if you like. So groups are coming together and the police are struggling to get on top of that. To the extent, Paul, they don't even know, they've no idea how many numbers might turn up tonight. And it has to be said, the numbers involved have been relatively small. Last week, for example, the anti-immigration protests, they were well outnumbered by the counter-protests, but it only takes a small number of people to cause violence, and that's the police are concerned tonight, because what happens, well, this is right in the city centre, so there are a number of side streets, so it's very hard to contain a crowd. They can find 6, 7, 8 different ways to get to one venue, so I think what will happen tonight is the police will put in place what you refer to as a number of funnels, so I think they'll try to direct protesters in a particular direction and keep them away from businesses and areas where they think there could be attacks.
Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, thanks very much for joining us from Belfast.